发现今天我很多同学啊、
yeah.
都喜欢用 God wants to punish me 这个短语。
OK，
所以呢我就节选了几个同学他们代表着很多人用的这个句型。
OK，
我们来看看有哪几个同学。
OK，
黄雨田、
Is it because of my poor English so God is gonna punish me？ OK， great、黄天宇、no yeah, yeah、
黄雨田
黄雨田黄雨田 I love it、last sentence you started with so God is gonna punish me， let's see here，
难道上帝要惩罚我？
Okay, you know what? Well, I'll take it. I'm going to take it. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to love it. I'm going to hold it. I'm going to cherish it. Thank you, Huang Yutian.
你不纠正了是吗？你不纠正了？
Because I think 我觉得非常的可以。
今天起码有二十个同学说的是 God is going to punish me.
有这么多人，因为他们害怕被上帝惩罚。
是吗？来看看下一个代表哈，是无畏的秘书小姐，她是怎么说的
？Is it because of my bad English?So the God is going to punish me. Ah, okay. 一般来说我们不说 the God, right?、Because here, if you're just talking about 上帝 right? We would just say God, right?
明白了。上帝就是上帝。上帝就是 God.
Yeah.
不叫 the God.
Yeah.
好。假货。这些名儿取得好好逗哈。
假货。Is it my English is poor? God want to punish me? Ah, 注意一下 complete sentence. You're missing a few important parts of your sentence. Is it...Because my English is poor, and so God wants to punish me?
所以你说应该加一个 because.
That's right.
对不对
Definitely.
不完全哈、
yeah.
你说 because my English is poor. 所以你看这么一简单一句话大家的前后连结怎么样今天要考考你了。天心无怨。
God is punishing me because of my bad English.
啊。你说的是 bad English, 但是你写的是 poor English, 但是实际上都可以用。
都可以。
问题是 ,does God is punishing me? How about this? Is God punishing me?
对啦。
不能说 does God is, 不能说 does she is.
哎稍微有点语法的小错误啦。Hitman.
我想第一句 ,maybe the God gonna punish me or into my shoddy English.
My shoddy English.
Ah, shoddy, okay. Shoddy, I will take that. Problem is your structure here. You said maybe the God. Again, we can't say the God. So maybe God is. You, here you have no 动词 right? Maybe God is gonna punish me.
对啦同学们想要用 gonna do something 的话一定要用 be gonna do. I'm gonna do. He's gonna do. 对不对应该用、
yeah.
be gonna to, 哈要记得这样一个。Ryan, 语音。
Hello, Jingjing. The first one is God making a punishment for my poor English.
Hmm?
Ah, okay. How about this? Is this God's punishment for my poor English? Is this God's punishment for my poor English? Or is God punishing me for my poor English?
Oh, 你注意到小刚老师给你纠正的一些小小的不一样了没有?
That's right.
好了，最后一位同学呢是张国征张国征好像也有
征服的征
对
Is my English so bad that God wanted to punish me?
Ah, you're close. Is my English so bad that God wants to punish me, right? We must put the S after want.
对了他是上帝是第三人称单数嘛、所以要用 wants.
That's right.
小高你发现没有同学们在说这句话的时候有什么相同之处吗、
就是跟 punish 有关系。
嗯都是。基本上所有的人都是这么说的。
That's right. 而且呢我也用到了 punish.
而且呢、这个刚才那个 hitman 那个 shoddy 这个单词也是跟着咱们节目学的。
Yeah, 哦是吗
上次我们说了一个 shoddy in Chinese.
Oh, that's great. I like that.
就是跟你学的。
Oh, shoddy. Yeah, that's right. Shoddy.
蹩脚的啊，蹩脚的。好，第一段当中呢，我们就节选这些同学哈、主要是要看看大家有什么不一样的说法。如果您说的跟他们差不多的话，就跟着一起听一听这个解析就好了。来看小高老师怎么说的。
Yeah. I said, "Don't tell me it's because my English sucks and this is God's way of punishing me."
为什么你就有自己的说法？
Yeah, you know, I'm just, you know, because I was scared of more punishment. You know,
你为什么是一个 native speaker？ 你为什么就要这么说？
I don't know. I just, you know, just, you know.
你看他说了一个 don't tell me.
Yeah, 难道什么什么
对难道就是你别告诉我难道 it's because 你要把因果关系说清楚是因为我的 English sucks.
That's right.
这里的 sucks 用得很好。
Yeah, don't tell me it's because my English sucks and this is God's way of punishing me.
所以那个 something sucks 的意思呢，就是说 something 它太
太
不给力了。
Yeah, 太不给力了。那么 sucks 不能在任何的情况下用。为什么呢？因为它有的时候不好听，就是说，但是它不是一个坏词。
它就是不好听、
就是、对，但是它经常出现在口头语
里、
yeah.
啊，有时候呢不能乱用，因为不好听。
That's right.
但是有时候也可以用，因为你对这个事情你感到太气愤了。
That's right.
我英语怎么那么差呀，是吧？
That's right. Yeah.
Because my English sucks and this is God's way. 这是一个上帝的方式。什么方式呢？ Of punish me.
That's right.
来惩罚我的方式。为啥你就用得这么好呢？你非要把 This is a way of doing something.
Yeah, because I just, you know, I'm scared of God's punishment and I want to reward everyone else on earth. Yeah.
有道理。接下来这句话呢，我们来，哦，刚才这个哈，把小高这句话千万背下来。你会发现他的思维方式跟我们不一样。Don't tell me. 没有一个人想到这个 Don't tell me.
Yeah.
难道
That's right.Don't tell me, right? 难道你还没吃饭吗? Don't tell me you haven't eaten yet.
你看,你会不会这么用?难道你还没吃饭吗? Don't tell me you haven't eaten yet.
That's right, yeah.
难道,学会了。好,继续往下吧。谢颖这个时候呢,就自己在莫名其妙地想,啊,上帝要惩罚我,我伤心极了。
Yeah, I was so hurt.
I was so hurt. 诶 ,hurt 怎么理解? I was so 受伤。
Sure, sure. So, hurt...Well, it can mean two things. One could be physical pain, the other could be emotional pain,、
嗯、
and here I'm pretty sure she means emotional pain.
那你这里做了一个形容词吧 so hurt.
Yeah, I was
太受伤了
I was so hurt.
I was so hurt. 太受伤了然后我觉得很无助
and felt helpless.
对了就是这种意思 I felt helpless. 这日子嘛咋回事呢才初一还要等十年才毕业一切要重来吗哎我估计谢颖可能自己想过生命如果重来他会怎么样这个问题的。所以他有一丝这样的想法就被他梦境捕捉到了。我那个时候很伤心又很无助然后我就哭起来了。
I started crying.
Started crying. 在梦里真的会哭的。
真的吗哦、
啊
oh, yeah,
真的会哭的。
真的会的。但是呢醒来的时候你真的流眼泪了没有
会
Really? Oh my god
你哭过吗
I can't remember Probably I think I've like screamed before When I was running away I don't know if I cry I don't know
我有个同事啊他做梦哈他在梦里呢他就告诉自己说、
yeah.
这肯定是个梦、
yeah.
他说我这样来掐一下我自己如果我疼了那这肯定是个梦、
oh.
然后他就掐了一下他自己然后他真的疼了
Oh my gosh
然后他就觉得说哎，这怎么真的疼了呢？肯定应该就不是做梦了。结果等他醒来以后，他才发现他是在做梦。
Oh my gosh, how confusing, but also how funny.
所以梦就是这样，非常的 confusing, 非常的迷惑。
Yeah, yeah.
你在梦里，你真的不知道你是做梦。
Yeah.
好吧，继续往下看。这个时候呢，不是继续上课吗？
Yeah.
老师呢就让我用英语哈读一段话，并且把它翻译成中文。
The teacher had me read a passage in English.And then translate it to Chinese.
我估计小高以后要做这样的梦了。
I don't know. You know, I've done stuff like this. Yeah. Like really simple Chinese studying stuff. Yeah.
The teacher had me, 让我 had somebody do something.
Yeah.
让我干嘛呢? Read a message.
That's right.
让我来读一个信息,读一段话。In English, 用英语读,然后把它翻译成中文, and then translate it into Chinese. 我惊呆了。
I was shocked.
I was shocked. 谢颖，是不是因为 going for gold 经常让你做翻译练习，所以你在做梦的时候
？I was wondering that. I was really wondering that. I'm like, wait a second. Wait a second. I think she's dreaming about this because she's an avid listener of our show. What do you think, Jing Jing?
可是 going for gold 是让你 translate Chinese into English.
Yeah.
老是让你用 translate English to Chinese.
Yeah.
This is simple.
That's interesting.
英语翻汉语要稍微简单一些，对不对？那怎么回事呢 ？I was shocked. 我惊呆了。为什么呢？我发现有两三个单词我竟然不认识。
I was shocked. There were two or three words that I didn't know.
There were two or three words that I didn't know.
Uh-oh.
我根本有三个单词我不认识。结果情急之中，来听小高老师怎么说。
In an act of desperation.
In an act. 行动 act， 在这种行动，什么行动呢？Desperation、
right.
绝望的行动
That's right.
In an act of desperation 情急之中同学们你能记下来这个短语吗怎么念一遍
Yeah Desperation
Desperation
In an act of desperation
In an act of desperation
Yeah怎么用呢、I usually start a sentence with this And then follow it With something that you did Really 很急急忙忙的 right? In an act of desperation, I grabbed my dog and ran out of the burning house.
哦，在情急之中呢，我抓着我的狗，马上就冲出了房门。
Yeah.
In an act of desperation, 就是情急之中，请大家背下来吧。
Yeah.
情急之中我做什么了？我都像周星驰一样，我跟老师说， yeah. 我跟老师说，等一下，等一下。
I told the teacher to hold on.
I told the teacher to hold on.
Yeah.
然后我说，老师，等我用手机查两个单词。
I told the teacher to hold on while I used my cell phone to look up a couple of words.
While I used my cell phone to look up a couple of words.
太逗了。
对了，太逗了。这不是周星驰电影才会这样吗？
I know. That's so funny.
老师，等我去上个卫生间。
Wow,
老师，等我拿手机查两个单词。
你说晶晶老师连在梦里，他
都这么 funny，
他都那么努力
啊，
那么努力，
这太逗了，是吧？老师、
oh, man, ，She's awesome。
我们读初中那会儿啊，哪有什么手机查单词啊？这明显很穿越嘛。
Yeah, that's cool. That's really cool.
你不可能手机查单词，不然你敢不敢跟老师说你用手机查个词？
对呀。
不敢吧
？Yeah.
Look up words 就是查字典查词啊。Look up a couple of words.Then, 后来呢我答对了。
Then I was able to answer correctly.
I was able to answer correctly. 老师才让我坐下。
And the teacher allowed me to sit down.
The teacher allowed me to sit down. 啊、oh, 然后我醒了。
After that, I woke up.
After that, I woke up. 啊、oh, 醒了。这边的人听了笑得不行说你学英语走火入魔了吗居然做了一个这样的梦。好走火入魔特别有意思特想听听大家怎么说啊
That's right.
有没有共同的说法呢有的有所以呢我又挑了几个同学具有代表性的几个同学出来咱们听听看一位是雁过留痕
啊、Are you crazy about learning English? Perfect 到这里是 perfect So that have a dream like this 啊后面的是有问题我知道为什么呢居然就是让你们有点迷惑了是吧
啊是啊所以你居然这个东西应该怎么说？
Yeah.
你居然，你竟然。
Well, yeah, I'll talk about it when we get to my sentence. I'll talk about how I dealt with this because it's tough. This one is tough.
而且走火入魔也很 tough. 同学们都很喜欢说成 going crazy 等等。
Right.
比如说下面一位小凡。
Okay, 小凡 says learning English makes you go crazy. How about this?Did learning English make you go crazy? Or have you gone crazy studying English?
Wow.
Who would have dreamt such a dream? Okay, we'll take all of it because 在语法上是 OK 的。
语法上小凡这个句子没有错误。流浪客。
流浪客 has studying English driven you crazy? Good. How have you got such a wired dream?
Weird 哟。
Yeah. 不是 how have you got such a wired dream? But you're close, 流浪客。
流浪客是很靠近了是吧
Yeah.
接下来这位同学呢是 April April
L is it April L
哎是的他有语音听听看吧
Are you obsessed with learning English? Unexpectedly you dream such a dream
哎这是另外一派同学
Awesome
前面用 going crazy 这个用 obsessed with
That's right So I really like this Are you obsessed with learning English? 很好跟我的翻译差不多You have unexpectedly you dreamed such a dream. 有的时候we can say unexpectedly. 在这里它不太合适。
哦，这里居然也不合适
yeah,
哈。
Yeah.
但是你用了 obsessed， 就是沉迷的。
That's right. Yeah.
这是一派用 obsessed， 包括 J.K. 吴啊，包括还有其他同学用 obsessed。
That's right.
啊，接下来还有一派蒋水燕这一派。
Yeah.
他用的是什么呢？他说
You must learn English. possessed by the devil.
来了 possessed by the devil, 被魔鬼控制了。
Yeah. Well, first of all, there's a problem with this sentence here. We can't, this doesn't make sense as far as grammar goes, but...I think the word you want to use is obsessed, not possessed. Possessed, yeah, we can really only say possessed by the devil, right?
对了、被魔鬼拥有、
yeah.
其实他也不是说被魔鬼拥有了、
yeah.
哈
And now I will、表扬一下 your home end 是最接近的、
啊、
还是 有稍微一点点的问题、啊、但是我还是表扬你、啊、
行下面一派呢是 Jerry、啊、他用自己的语言来组织的
Jerry saysDid you study English so crazy as to not control yourself?
失去自控了。
Yeah. Okay. Jerry, here is an example of 写了有一
点
点
多
余
了。
Yeah. 有点啰嗦。
哎、
有点啰嗦。
注意语言的简练啊。
Okay.
好。
Okay.
那个还有呢 ,Emery 也有自己的一种说法。
Okay. Emery says, are you totally given to learn English? 啊我知道你要说什么。Have you totally given in to learning English? If you give in to something, 你完全
完全的
投
入了。
投入了。你完全投入了。你完全向他投降。
向他臣服了。
Yeah, 臣服了。That's the word. Yeah, it's 臣服了。
臣服了。是吧这你这个也用得很好好不好、
oh, thank you, thank you, yeah.
好来下面一个是大恒也有他自己的一种说法。
Dahan says, haven't you become truly obsessed by English? 啊，
怎么样？
啊，不是 haven't you? 不是 haven't you?
要用。
Let's see here. How about this? Have you become, or how about this? You must have become obsessed with English.
嗯。
Yeah, we become obsessed with things, right? We become obsessed with things, not by.By things.
Oh, obsessed with something.
Yeah.
对什么东西执迷沉迷。
How could you have this kind of dream?、一会儿你就听听小高的。
下面一位是 M-O-R, 叫 more.
More, 而不是 less. Did you become insane by learning English? How about this? Did learning English drive you insane to dream such a dream?
所以同学们很多人喜欢用 become.但是小高老师就用了很多灵活的说法、
right.
就什么什么东西 driven you 怎么样了
That's right
什么东西 make you 怎么样了、
Yeah, now it's interesting because in my translation I also used become
好吧最后一位同学是微月
微月 Do I have you here? Yeah, I do Are you gone? Oh, are you gone mad for English study? And how about this? Have you gone mad? We have to say Have you gone mad for English?For studying English, by English as studying, 换一下，换位置。Have such a queer dream unexpectedly.
Queer a dream.
Queer usually means 奇怪的。
哎。
Have such a queer dream unexpectedly. Okay, 我知道，居然，让你有点迷惑了。
对。好，我们感谢今天所有一百多位哈、啊、参加我们语音互动的同学，但是呢，只能挑选出一些有大众代表性的问题。
哦、oh, ，thank you。
小高老师呢，集中给大家解决。好嘞，我们期待每一次课堂同学们都来参加哟。哎，小高老师，您是怎么说的
？Have you become obsessed with learning English？
好了，走火入魔，他用了一个 obsessed。
Yeah。
Obsessed, become obsessed with.
That's right.
Doing something.
That's right.
你就继续学英语走火入魔 Have you become obsessed with learning English?
That's right
你走学英语走火入魔了吗居然做了一个这样了吗
I can't believe you actually had this kind of dream
一个居然就被小高老师弄成了我完全不能相信
That's right, yeah
I can't believe
I can't believe you actually 什么什么什么 I can't believe you actually 什么什么什么 or you could say you know,、oh, you actually had this kind of a dream but I thinkIt would be more correct with I can't believe you actually 什么什么
好的 I can't believe you actually 我真不能够相信你事实上怎么怎么样了、
yeah.
这个句子这么用最好 Had this kind of dream 做了一个这样的梦好谢颖说是啊简直就是心灵的折磨
Yeah This is simply some kind of mind torture
Some kind of 某种什么呢 Mind 心灵 Torture
Torture.
折磨
I love to torture.
Yeah, 心灵的折磨简直就是一种 mind torture. Some kind of mind torture. 我那天晚上嘛他就回忆他那天晚上睡觉的情形哈觉得自己有什么异样呢什么征兆呢我那天晚上是听着 Friends 的录音睡着的。
That night, I was listening to a recording of Friends when I fell asleep.
这些都很正常。
也挺正常的。
也没有看什么恐怖片嘛。是吧
？Yeah.
That night I was listening to a recording of Friends when I fell asleep. Fell asleep, fall asleep.
嗯，是。
睡着。
那是。
好，奇怪的事儿来了，同学们。很奇怪的事。
嗯。What's even more strange is
来了来了。我妈妈说呀。
My mom said.
她睡前来我房间找我的时候，她竟然没有看见我。
My mom said she didn't see me in my room when she came in before she went to sleep.
奇怪不？
我觉得是非常的奇怪。
她妈妈到晚上睡前来她的房间检查。
Yeah.
发现她不在床上。
我觉得连科学家就没法解释。
这是不是很奇怪呀？
Yeah.
后来据谢颖自己解释说是怎么回事呢？
Yeah.
可能因为她睡觉的时候啊，喜欢把被子蒙在头上。
Yeah. That's right.
所以看不出来床上有人。
Yeah.
She didn't see me in my room when she came in before she went to sleep.
这是不是说明她梦游去了？
哎，不知道了，很奇怪。听到这里，我突然起鸡皮疙瘩了。
Wow, I got goosebumps.
我起鹅皮疙瘩了。
Yeah.
注意哦。
Goosebumps.
Goosebumps.
A goosebumps.
A goosebumps.
I got goosebumps.
I got goosebumps.
not boostgumps. goosebumps.
Goosebumps.
啊，原来中国话也可以这么说，是吧？
中国话叫鸡皮疙瘩。
Yeah. Oh my.
外国话叫鹅皮疙瘩。
Yeah. I got goosebumps.
Goosebumps.
I got goosebumps.
I got goosebumps.
I got goosebumps.
Goosebumps.
Yeah.
记住了，鹅皮疙瘩。
Yeah.
完了呢，不过呢，你这样的回到梦，一般说明你目前生活压力大。我就跟他解释哈。
But returning to this kind of dream usually means you have a lot of pressure in life right now.
Returning to this kind of dream usually means you have a lot of pressure in life right now. 那不一定跟学英语有关哈。
It's not necessarily related to studying English.
这里有个短语叫 it's not necessarily.
That's right.
它意思就是说不一定。
That's right, 不一定。而且呢这个也可以单独的说，就比如说，Hey Greg， Hey Greg， 你发胖了，是不是因为你最近吃了很多冰淇淋？
发糕
？Yeah， not necessarily， 可能是因为我最近没怎么去过健身房。
哦，我们就可以用单独用 not necessarily，
yeah，
就是不一定的意思 ，not necessarily，、
yeah.
不一定。以后我们还会经常遇到，请大家留神一点、
yeah.
哈。It's not necessarily related to， 跟什么相关呢 ？Studying English。可能有什么别的事情呢需要你放松 relax.
Maybe there's something else that needs you to just relax and take it easy.
Maybe there's something else that needs you to just relax and take it easy.
Yeah.
Take it easy. 就说这事儿吧它不一定跟学英语有关。
Yeah.
一定是你遭遇到什么其他的事儿生活压力大。
That's right.
最近呢老放在心里而且呢老是觉得害怕失败什么的所以需要你放松的。然后谢颖就说那这么一说的话还是有道理的
Saying it like that makes sense
Saying it like that makes sense 就那么说的话还是 make sense 有道理的
yeah, yeah.
我最近啊有不少烦心事
Lately I really have had a lot of things on my mind
Lately I really have had a lot of things on my mind Have things on one's mind 脑子里有很多事
That's right
就说明是压力大有烦心事儿，当然啦，我当然更想赶紧学好英语了。
Of course, I really want to learn English well.
还是想学英语，但这件事情啊， yeah. 就这个解梦师的分析来看的话，肯定跟英语没有直接的关系。
Yeah.
跟你现在所担心的那种内心担心的那种害怕失败的状态。
That's right.
有关系。
That's right.
你谢颖，你想想你生活当中是不是有什么事儿？你最近想觉得很沮丧、很失落？
对。谢颖，你到底是怎么回事？
对，到底咋回事？你可以自己讲一讲。其实这个梦呢，大多数情况下就是让我们来反省自身的啊，大多数情况。但是你必须得特别的有这种感知能力。小高老师，全部来一遍吧，对话。
OK、
啊。语速正常哦。
Jing Jing, I don't know what's been going on with me lately. I've been having a lot of dreams, and they've been about school. I have no idea what these dreams mean. Oh, I've done a lot of research about dreams. Tell me about your dreams.One night I dreamed that I was sitting in my junior high classroom. Then the homeroom teacher walked in. He looked fatter than before, but still just as young. The school and the teacher in the dream are both a sign. I want to ask, what did you do in the classroom? The weird thing is that this teacher taught literature in real life, but in the dream he taught English. So then I started having English class. Maybe this dream has something to do with you studying English in real life. In my dream, I panicked and thought to myself, now I'm only in my first year of middle school. I still have 10 more years before I graduate college. Don't tell me it's because my English sucks and this is God's way of punishing me. I was so hurt and felt hopeless and felt helpless. I started crying. And then? The teacher had me read a passage in English and then translate it to Chinese. I was shocked. There were two or three words that I didn't know. In an act of desperation, I told the teacher to hold on while I used my cell phone to look up a couple of words. Then I was able to answer correctly, and the teacher allowed me to sit down. After that, I woke up. Haha, have you become obsessed with learning English? I can't believe you actually had this kind of dream. Yeah, this is simply some kind of mind torture. That night, I was listening to a recording of Friends when I fell asleep. What's even more strange is that my mom said she didn't see me in my room when she came in before she went to sleep. Wow, I got goosebumps. But returning to this kind of dream usually means you have a lot of pressure in life right now. It's not necessarily related to studying English. Maybe there's something else that needs you to just relax and take it easy.
好的，那就是今天的对话就是这样了哈。我们非常感谢谢颖写来这个非常有趣的对话。
我也是这么认为的。
哇，特别有意思。希望大家十年、二十年以后，今儿晚上吧。就做一个跟 Going for Gold 的课堂上相关的梦。
That's right. 一定要做好梦。
做一个好
梦。
对。梦到老师点你名让你翻译这个你没翻译出来什么的。
Yeah.
就是因为我们天天催你写故事写翻译然后你就得做个这样的梦哈。什么事情你当真了你就会梦到的。好祝各位同学呢每天晚上都能够做好梦啊千万别做噩梦。行今天的故事就到这里咱们周三见。
Bye-bye.